everybody. This is Trisha with the Messengers Radio Ministry. I'm going to talk about one of the devotionals that I have written today, and it is called Peace in the Storm. Peace is not the absence of trials. Rather, it is how we handle our trials. As I was recently going through one such trial, God reminded me of the way to get peace. This is Philippians 4, 6 through 7. It says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." When I think of true peace, I picture the eye of a hurricane. Things are swirling all around, but if we keep Christ as a center and stay there with Him, we will walk in peace. Jesus warned us that we're going to have problems in our lives, but He reassures us that we can have peace in Him. And to read more about that, you can go to John 16, verse 33. Sometimes we all get distracted and don't seem to be walking in the peace of God. Peace is always available to us, but we have to trust in it for it to manifest in our lives. Peace is one of the fruits of the Spirit, but we have to keep in step with the Spirit. We can't just sit around and expect everything to be given to us. That is not how God works. He has wonderful things available to us, but we have to actively seek Him and His ways. When things start to go wrong, we can always turn to Him. He's waiting with open arms to give us all the promises He has ever given, and a major promise is peace. So if you'll just repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord, as I go through my day, please remind me that I can have peace in You. I ask You to take control of my circumstances, and I rely on You to help me through the storms of life. In Jesus' name, amen.